It was Sunday. So then Prabhupada suddenly decided it was a little better. Actually, it wasn't that much better. But he said, let's go to London. I want to go and see Radha Lundaneeswara. So that arrangement was made. And although he's still very weak and his respiratory tracts are thick with mucus, he went just to have the darshan of Sri Sri Radha Lundaneeswara. They were the first large deities that he installed in the West, and he has a special affection for them. Before we left, the devotees came in with the Observer newspaper, which carried a four-column article by Colin Cross on his meeting with Srila Prabhupada. Actually, it contained very little of Prabhupada's own words. It was mainly an essay on Colin's own impressions, interspersed with various facts about Srila Prabhupada and the movement. He described his interview as an unnerving experience, and his meeting with several shaven-headed devotees as oddly disquieting. But it was generally a favorable article, and at least it contained the whole Maha Mantra. His description of Harikesh gave us a laugh. Harikesh had just come back onto Prabhupada's party as his secretary. So this man gave this description of Harikesh. He said, eventually his divine grace's private secretary, a monk with a face and manner that would not have been out of place at the Vatican, arrived to say that the moment for the audience had come. So Harikesh happens to be from an Italian family, of course, as well. So anyway, we drove into London. So on the way to London, I was thinking about the conversation that Prabhupada had had with Kulashekhar the month before in New Vrindavan, and Prabhupada's unwillingness to declare that Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra were more attractive than Sri Sri Radha Lundaneeswara. So I asked Prabhupada if Radha Lundaneeswara were in fact his favorite deities, and Prabhupada said yes. So, because Krishna everywhere, but you know, still Prabhupada had some special affection. So we arrived at Bury. Actually, before we went to Bury Place, we came here to Soho Street. And at that time, this building was, you know, shut down. It had been a public house, and then it was closed up, and it was for sale. So we stood outside on the roadway there and had a look at it from the outside. And Jai Tirtha, you know, he was the new GBC at that time, so he asked Prabhupada should we buy it, and because, you know, we had so many problems at Bury Place. They were trying to shut us down, and there was, you know, a lot of legal action going on there. So it was not known how long we would be able to stay there. So they brought Prabhupada here to see this building. So although he never entered into it, he did see it, and he did say yes, buy it. So, you know, that was the time. So there's been a tremendous push by the neighbors in Bury Place to have the temple closed down. But somehow or another, the devotees have managed to keep ahead of the city authorities and stay open. Prabhupada was very pleased to see how well the devotees were looking after the deities. After offering his dandabats and taking a little charanamrita, he sat on his vyasasan in front of their lordships, and he gave a talk encouraging the devotees to continue without being disturbed. Citing the examples of Prahlad Maharaj and Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada told his disciples to follow the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should always expect some obstruction by the demoniac party. That is not very astonishing. But still we have to do our business and be tolerant. Be humble, be tolerant, don't be agitated. And then your business will suffer. This is Maya's kingdom. The test is always there. Combating is always there, and Maya's party is very strong. Especially at the present moment, in Kali Yuga, the atheistic persons are almost everyone. Describing the material world as a very dangerous place, Prabhupada advised the devotees to remain sober. They should stick to the spiritual principles, read his books, and avoid being discouraged. If the Karmis were successful in having them evicted, Prabhupada said, Lord Krishna would certainly provide another suitable place. So here we are. But go on executing your routine work, Prabhupada said. I am very glad to see that you are taking care of the deities very nicely. Whenever I come, I see. So this is very encouraging. So God consciousness means that you have to face difficulty. But you should not be discouraged. You must go on with your business. Then the success is sure. When there is a difficulty, the devotee thinks, oh, it is my good fortune that Krishna has given me some difficulty to counteract my previous bad actions. So in this way, if we live, then mukti pada sadaya bak. If one is not opposed by all these difficulties, and with determination he goes forward, then for him, going back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. Dayabak means it is inherited. Just like the son gets the father's property, so there is no law to check it. And similarly, those who are humbly, tolerantly, going on with their Krishna consciousness, with full determination, for them, going back home, back to Godhead, is fully guaranteed.